Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 27th of February. I'm Paul White, and today our mission is to finish the 10th chapter of Zechariah. We thought we would do it yesterday, didn't pull it off, got a little sidetracked, which is sort of what I do, two verses in, but I think we can pull it off today. Let's start in verse 3. My anger is kindled against the shepherds, and I will punish the goat herds. That word, goat herds, is better translated as leaders. I will punish the leaders, because it speaks to the shepherds of the previous verse. So, and the Lord of hosts will visit his flock. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to go ahead and read out chapter 10. I'm going to come back, because that third verse is the key of where we want to go today and what sets us up for our March 1st podcast. Tomorrow, of course, is essay. My anger is kindled against the shepherds. I will punish the goat herds, for the Lord of hosts will visit his flock, the house of Judah, will make them as his royal horse in the battle. From him comes the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler or leader together. They shall be like mighty men who tread down their enemies in the mire of the streets in the battle. They shall fight because the Lord is with them, and the riders on horses shall be put to shame. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them back, because I have mercy on them. They shall be as though I had not cast them aside, for I am the Lord their God, and I will hear them. Those of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their heart shall rejoice as if with wine. Yes, their children shall see it and be glad. Their heart shall rejoice in the Lord. I will whistle for them and gather them, for I will redeem them, and they shall increase as they once increased. I will sow them among the peoples. They shall remember me in far countries. They shall live together with their children, and they shall return. I will also bring them back from the land of Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I'll bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon until no more room is found for them. He shall pass through the sea with affliction, strike the waves of the sea. All the depths of the river shall dry up. Then the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart. So I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they will walk up and down in his name, says the Lord. As you can tell, God is talking about regathering his people. This would have been this is big news in the time of Zechariah, because they're being restored as Zechariah writes this. He's also talking about putting away the powers of those around them. I personally believe that this 10th chapter holds some prophetic information speaking forward to Calvary, speaking forward to the moment when Christ would reunify through his blood his people and unify the world through the finished work and the resurrection. The anger of verse 3 is kindled against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders. Let me do a little run over here. Jeremiah, and as you probably figured out, Jeremiah is, there's a lot of judgment, vengeance, wrath that is spoken of. There's even a term called the Jeremiad, is a speech in which you speak of judgment as the prophet Isaiah would. Listen to Jeremiah 25:34. Wail, shepherds, and cry. Roll about in the ashes, you leaders of the flock, for the days of your slaughter and your dispersions are fulfilled. You shall fall like a precious vessel, and the shepherds will have no way to flee, nor the leaders of the flock to escape. A voice of the cry of the shepherds and a wailing of the leaders to the flock will be heard, for the Lord has plundered their pasture, and the peaceful dwellings are cut down because of the fierce anger of the Lord. He has let left his lair like the lion, for their land is desolate because of the fierceness of the oppressor and because of his fierce anger. So there's a certain measure of wrath that is to be brought out upon the leadership, and that's how that third verse, I will punish the goat herds, I will punish the leaders. And there's a certain level of punishment that's to be meted out. When we get into the 11th verse, there is a poem at the top, I'm sorry, not 11th verse, 11th chapter. There's a poem at the top of the 11th chapter that runs for three verses. It possibly should have been its own chapter, or maybe chapter 10 should have extended three verses into chapter 11. That's neither here nor there. When you hit Zechariah 11:4, you get into a prophecy of the shepherds. That prophecy of the shepherds is being set up for you in Zechariah 10:3. Remember, Zechariah isn't breaking this into chapters and verses, so he's writing a long thought, or he or whomever might be writing this particular passage under his name. And so the shepherds are going to be dealt with in chapter 11, and according to the verbiage of 11 and the fulfillment of that verbiage in the New Testament, the shepherds of 11 are the leaders of the nation of Israel at the time of the 30 pieces of silver encounter. And the 30 pieces of silver encounter, of course, is Judas and the rulers of Israel at the Passion of Christ, which tells me that the shepherds of chapter 11 are the leaders of Israel in the days of Christ, which further tells me, I don't have to be a detective to figure this out, further tells you that the shepherds he's angry with in chapter 10, verses 3 and 4, or verse 3, are most likely the same shepherds he's about to talk about in chapter 11, which are the rulers of Israel in the time of Christ. What did Jesus say to the rulers of Israel in his day? Well, he said a lot, but if you want some specifics, I would go back to the book of Matthew and watch things like start in chapter 21 and watch Jesus talk about the parable of the wicked vine dressers, those who are supposed to be taking care of the vineyard, but who seize the owner's son and kill him. And Jesus says, what do you think that the master, the owner of the vineyard, is going to do with those vine dressers? Here's Matthew 21:41. They said to him, he will destroy those wicked men miserably, lease his vineyard to other vine dressers who will render to him the fruits in their season. Jesus says to them, therefore I say to you, verse 43, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. Then there's a lot of kingdom talk. Scribes and Pharisees, the Sadducees, get into an argument about the resurrection with Jesus. And then at the end of chapter 23, he's still talking to scribes and Pharisees. He's still talking to leaders. He's still talking to shepherds. He tells them, I send you prophets, wise men, scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify. Some of them you'll scourge in synagogues and persecute from city to city, that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of Abel, the blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Well, that sounds pretty interesting, doesn't it? Yeah, indeed it does. We're reading about a Zechariah. We'll get to more of that stuff as we get dig deeper into the 11th chapter. But I wanted to show you the connection that you can start to make based upon what you're reading in chapter 10 with where you're going in chapter 11 and where that will ultimately take you into the New Testament. As you can tell, chapter 11 is going to hold some amazing truths, and I can't wait to dig into them starting March 1st. Now, tomorrow, the final day of February, is the Deeper Daily Podcast Essay Edition, and I will read that edition for you. I want to remind you that the Essay Edition is available at paulwhiteministries.com. You can click over to the Essay Edition and read it as well if you want to read along, or you just like to read more than you like to listen, or you like a little bit of both, I understand. The Essay Editions are available there. Tomorrow's essay, well, I don't do that. I don't usually give you previews, so we'll let it speak for itself. We'll jump right into it tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.